G'day and welcome back to Partake. We're now on day 8 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation to the time of the fullness of redemption. Let's read together 2 Samuel chapter 7, and we'll read from verse 1 through unto verse 17. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all the surrounding enemies, the king summoned Nathan the prophet. "Look," David said, "I am living in a beautiful cedar palace, but the ark of God is out there in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Go ahead and do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the Lord said to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord has declared. Are you the one to build a house for me to live in? I have never lived in a house from the day I brought the Israelites out of Egypt until this very day. I have always moved from one place to another with a tent, and a tabernacle as my dwelling. Yet no matter where I have gone with the Israelites, I have never once complained to Israel's tribal leaders, the shepherds of my people Israel. I have never asked them, 'Why haven't you built me a beautiful cedar house?' Now, go and say to my servant David, 'This is what the Lord of heaven's armies has declared. I took you from tending sheep in the pasture and selected you to be the leader of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have destroyed all your enemies before your eyes. Now I will make your name as famous as anyone who has ever lived on the earth, and I will provide a homeland for my people Israel, planting them in a secure place where they will never be disturbed. Evil nations won't oppress them as they've done in the past, starting from the time I appointed judges to rule my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Furthermore, the Lord declares that he will make a house for you, a dynasty of kings. For when you die and are buried with your ancestors, I will raise up one of your descendants, your own offspring, and I will make his kingdom strong. He is the one who will build a house, a temple for my name, and I will secure his royal throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he sins, I will correct and discipline him with the rod, like any father would do. But my father will not be taken, favor will not be taken from him as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from your sight. Your house and your kingdom will continue before me for all time, and your throne will be secure forever." So Nathan went back to David and told him everything the Lord had said in this vision. This covenant is the seventh covenant and the fourth theocratic covenant, accepting that the Palestinian covenant is indeed a covenant. The word covenant is not mentioned in this passage, but other passages of the Bible refer back to it and explicitly call it a covenant. 2 Samuel 23, verse 5, David says, "For he has made an everlasting covenant with me." And Psalm 89, 1 Kings 8, and 2 Chronicles 13 also. The shepherd imagery here is powerful. The Lord reminds David that he was a shepherd boy before he rose to the heights in Israel and became its king. This shows that God wants David to be a shepherd leader as king. A king who protects, nourishes, guides, and leads his people, just as a shepherd does with sheep. This Davidic covenant promises four things: a land forever, a dynasty, name, or house without end, an everlasting kingdom, a father-son relationship between God and David's descendants. Some of the blessings which God promises to David are also echoes from the Abrahamic, Mosaic, and Palestinian covenants. Some may or may not. Can you tell which ones do echo and which ones don't? The line of continuity runs through the covenants. Firstly, a land forever. This is the promise of security for the nation of Israel, and how important the land promises are to them. Here God promises rest for Israel in this their land of promise. He is reminding David of Israel's history when the judges ruled Israel, reminding David of the cycle of disobedience, repentance, and obedience when Israel were taken into exile and under siege to the surrounding nations. A name, a house without end, is the second one. The name of David would be great throughout time and throughout the world. Why? Because of his great kingship and the family line that would come from him. Does that echo anything with you regarding Abraham? Not only for eternity, but for their immediate future to come. David wanted to build a temple befitting worship to the living God, a fine house. But God has other ideas. David would not be allowed to build it, but rather one of David's sons would build a house of worship for God, a temple of vast magnificence and beauty in order to reflect the living God of beauty. Wow! And then thirdly, an everlasting kingdom. Long after the death of David, he's buried with his ancestors. David's kingdom will continue. This also looks back to Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, where God has said that kings would descend from Abraham. The continuity of the Old Testament continues. The kingdom of David would last forever, in stark contrast to that of his predecessor Saul, whose reign was cut short. And then fourthly, a father and son relationship. This building upon the promise to Moses of Israel being God's special treasure. God desires intimacy with humanity through the nation of Israel, and now uniquely to David and his descendants. God has promised they would have a father and son relationship. This relationship included personal discipline against sinful and unfaithful behavior. We know that God and David also had a father and son relationship, and that David had the Holy Spirit upon him to enable him to lead the nation of Israel. Frequently in the Psalms, David prayed that the Holy Spirit not be taken from him due to his sinful behavior. This covenant with David, as we have seen, continues the line of covenants within the Old Testament, and the line of continuity you can easily see. With each successive covenant, the seed is growing. Much like grass grows out from its root, so too is the intimacy between God and humanity growing. There are glimpses or hints of a Messiah or Savior to come who would indeed make David's kingdom everlasting, his name greater than all names. Yet these promises of the Davidic covenant give us yet more questions. Questions like, how can an Israel, who in their relationship with God were often disobedient, unfaithful, and seeking other gods, be the basis for a king who would reign forever? That's up next. Where do you think we'll be tomorrow? Thank you.